Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Seekers Podcast. This is actually a really cool late night edition. I'm at my house right now. It is getting close to midnight. I'm hanging out with my dad, who's in town, and we're talking about business and some stuff. And for those who know my dad, he does a lot of business structuring and accounting and stuff for a lot of the funnel hackers. In fact, almost everybody who joins the Two Comma Club X program eventually ends up getting my dad to set up their books and their company and everything. So he's had a lot of experience with a lot of our entrepreneurs, and we're talking about protection and how to protect yourself from creditors and predators, and not only from a business standpoint, but from a personal standpoint. And so we thought, hey, while we're sitting here talking about this, we might as well record a podcast. Now, I don't do a lot of podcasts that are interviews, which is kind of fun having my dad here. And I also want to state that I'm not a lawyer, or I'm not giving you legal advice, something you should definitely look into yourself. But if you do want help structuring these kind of things that we're talking about, my dad and his company is available to help with that. And we'll talk about that kind of at the end of this this podcast. So with that said, we're in Cupid theme song. When we come back, I'll have a chance to introduce you to my dad.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Like I said, I'm excited. I'm here tonight at the kitchen table. All the kids are finally in bed, and my dad and I are talking about business. And excited to have him here and kind of share some really cool things with you guys. Things that a lot of times us entrepreneurs don't think about. We think about creating things and selling things, and a lot of times we don't think about protecting ourselves. And so that's why that's what people like my dad do, is help us with those kind of things so we can keep selling stuff and keep creating stuff, and not end up losing you know, a lot of things that we've earned. You know, anything from houses to your money to all sorts of stuff. And so that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. So, Dad, how are you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling really good, Russell. Appreciate you giving me the opportunity to chat with you and with your audience tonight. I think it should be fun.
Yeah. So what we're going to start with is, I know in the past we've talked about protecting your business, right, and how you structure your entities. I know you do that for a ton of people in the ClickFunnels community, a lot of funnel hackers and things like that. I don't even know how many people, how many of our people we sent your way. I know there's been a lot. I'm curious, like, just with all the people that you're working with, you're setting up businesses, but are people thinking past just like their business structure? And they think about their personal, you know, the personal stuff, or is it just kind of the business stuff typically right now?
Well, most people, when they contact me, they're interested in protecting their business. And that's understandable, because they're just going into business and there's a lot of roadblocks out there, a lot of pitfalls that they can step into. And so, you know, they come to me and they talk to me about, you know, what type of business should I have? You know, should it be a corporation? Should it be an LLC? Should it be some other type of entity? And we go through and we discuss that. And we like to discuss things with our clients. We point out three major points that we like to address as we are talking to them about their businesses. One, we like to make sure that the business that we help them set up around their, or the structure we set up around their business, we want to make sure that it gives the best liability protection to the individual. The second thing is we want to make sure that it's easy to operate in. You don't spend all your time working on the business and not have any time to sell your products to people or develop customers and things. And the third thing we like to look at is to see if there's some sort of an inherent tax savings ability within the entity that you might be able to take advantage of if you find that you are starting to make a lot of money in your business and you're spending a lot of money in the taxes. So those are the things we've kind of discussed over time with a lot of your clients, and it's been very well received, and we've helped hundreds of your internet marketing
entrepreneurs, super nerds,
yes,
whatever you want to call ourselves.
Whatever you want to call yourself.
Funnel hackers.
set up their businesses.
What's funny is that, and we've told this in other times we've talked publicly, but like when I first started my business, I think I'm like a lot of entrepreneurs where we get excited, we start selling things. And then for me, I'd been selling things for like a year and a half or 2 years. And we were at a family reunion and I was telling my dad, I'm like, I'm making money selling things on the internet. And he's like, so who are you paying tax? Like, who's doing your books. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. He's like, who's paying taxes? I'm like, that's the cool thing on the internet. There's no taxes. You get to keep all the money. And he was like, no, you have to pay taxes, Russell. So my dad came up and started helping me structure things way back. Man, this is almost 18 years ago now, which is crazy. But I think a lot of entrepreneurs come into our coaching programs or come to ClickFunnels, and all they're thinking about, same thing I was, which is, how do I sell something? And so it's been nice, as so many people who are selling things, you're coming back and like, okay, so restructuring, getting your business in place, actually having the right kind of business where you're not getting taxed nearly as much, and all those things that typically we don't think about when we're getting started. We're just excited to try to sell stuff. And so that's cool that you're doing the business structure. But I think the second side of it, and this is something I didn't realize until my business started growing, right, is just the legal liability, not only to your business, but also to yourself personally. I don't think I would ever believe that people sued other people until, like, my business started growing. And, you know, I literally have full-time legal counsel now because, you know, people sue ClickFunnels. People are suing ClickFunnels clients. It comes to me. Like, there's just all sorts of stuff. And so I'm more and more aware of it all the time. And I think that's what's fascinating we're talking about tonight is I think people are – a lot of people have structured their business to protect themselves, but a lot of them haven't thought about it from the personal standpoint yet, protecting their personal assets as well. And personal assets can be a lot of things. Do you want to talk about some of the things that those could be? Because it could be anything, like
right.
All sorts of stuff.
Yeah. Well, you know, as you're saying, people spend a lot of time and effort protecting their business assets, but they don't think about their personal assets. You know, when I say personal assets, I mean things like, you know, most people have a savings account. Some people invest in money market accounts, or they'll purchase CDs from banks, or maybe they'll set up a brokerage account and purchase stocks and bonds and mutual funds and things. Maybe they're into, you know, Bitcoin.
Yeah, Bitcoin.
You know,
we're buying cryptocurrency, we're buying Russell Coin and all sorts of stuff.
Right. And so people buy those things, and or they also purchase homes and cars and boats, and then they create businesses, and a lot of people like to purchase rental real estate. And, you know, they do this, and this is great because this is how they grow their family wealth. But the problem is that they title everything in their own name when they do this, personally in their own name.
It's interesting because I set up my Bitcoin account with all my personal name, and then we recently set up company ones, and it's way harder to get a company one set up. So my guess is most of you guys have your Bitcoin, especially if you're using like Coinbase or Gemini or one of the big, you know, crypto things. You're probably, at least if you're like me, you just set it up on your personal name because you didn't even think about it. You're like, oh, this is way easier. Anyway, so yeah, I'm guessing that most of us, including me, have done this incorrectly out of the get-go.
Yeah.
So the question then I'd add is, okay, so we've talked about protecting your business, but like let's say I have this stuff. I have my cryptocurrency. I've got my house. I got my car. I got my things, all my personal name. Why is that a problem? Like, why should I be concerned about that?
That's a very good question. If you think about it, if you have everything titled in your own name, it belongs to you personally. And they call those personal assets. And unfortunately, personal assets can be taken from you. For example, let's just say one day you're driving down the freeway at freeway speeds. Maybe you're at 65, 70 miles an hour, and somebody or something distracts you for a mere second, and you look away, and you're dealing with this, and you look up, and you find that all the traffic in front of you has stopped, and you don't have enough time to put on your brakes, and bam, you hit into the back end of this car at 65 or 75 miles an hour. At that type of an impact, he's going to probably hurt the guy's back, break his back, or snap his neck. 13 car pileups, yeah. And so at that point in time, let's say it was a serious accident. Let's say there was a neck broken or a back broken, and the person became paralyzed and could no longer work for the rest of his life. And, you know, in that situation, he's going to have a lot of medical bills right up front, and then he's going to have round-the-clock care the rest of his life. And, you know, the amount of money you have for your insurance policy on your cars is not going to be enough, no matter how much you have, to take care of that. And so if one of those things were to occur, the courts would want to find out if you own any assets that they can take from you and give to this injured party to compensate them for that injury. And so you know, let's say this person files his lawsuit against you and it looks like he's going to be able to win. The courts are going to then give you a list and say, we need you to list out all your assets for us. Do you have
including your Bitcoin?
No. Do you have a savings account? Well, yeah, I guess I do. You know, do you have a, you know, bank CDs? Yeah, I got some of those. What about money market accounts? Yeah, I got some of those. Do you have a brokerage account with stocks, bonds, mutual funds? Yeah, I got some of that. Bitcoin? Yeah, I got some of that.
You have a boat? You have a car? What do you got?
Yeah, boats, cars, all these things. And you're telling them and the judge is going, good, 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 good.
Now we know what we got.
Now we know what we've got. And so he says, this guy's going to need round-the-clock care the rest of his life. It's going to be extremely expensive. And you injured him. It was your fault. So we're going to take all these personal assets that you own that are titled in your name, and we're going to change the title out of your name into the name of this person that was injured. And so you could lose every single thing you've been building all your life, for many years possibly, just because you were distracted for a mere second, you know, while traveling down the freeway.
This is the reason why everyone should drive Teslas, because Teslas have auto drive, which would solve that problem. But I'm not selling Teslas tonight. But it's not just that, like, it could be all sorts of things, right? It could be a car accident. It could be somebody sues you for, I mean, a million things. They took one of your supplements that you sell and it got them sick. It could be, there's a million different things. The number of lawsuits that happen nowadays is insane, and people try to sue you over everything. So it could be as ridiculous as, like, I didn't like your tweet you posted the other day. Like, as dumb as that is, people can sue you for that stuff, or they didn't like the way you respond, or whatever it is. I'm curious, how many lawyers do we have nowadays? How many lawsuits are happening on average?
Yeah, I have some statistics, actually.
This makes me want to cry, actually.
The U.S. Financial Education Foundation, and they have done a study, and they say that it is estimated that there's over 40 million lawsuits filed every year in the United States. And that you asked about the number of lawyers. They say that the average number of lawyers exceeds over 1 million lawyers in our country at this point in time. But if you take that 40 million lawsuits, and let's say you just divided it by 365 days a year, I mean, that's Saturdays, Sundays, holidays, it would still come out to 109,589 lawsuits filed each day in the United States.
If we're looking at per state, you're looking that divided by 50. I don't know the math, but that's a lot. Yeah, they're coming after you. So my question is, and it's fun, back the very first time my dad taught me this stuff, and the very first event I ever did, was that probably 17, 18 years ago, first time I ever did like an internet marketing event, my dad came and gave a presentation, and he titled his presentation Creditors and Predators. And so the question is, how do we protect ourselves and our assets from both creditors and predators, people who are coming after us? And I want you guys to understand, too, like, it is insane the amount of frivolous lawsuits. Like, the bigger you get, the more you're going to get. I get frivolous lawsuits that come to us that are just insane, where you're like, just people literally trying to find money. I'll give you a good example. One is somebody signed up for ClickFunnels, and when you sign up, it says, hey, you put in your credit card, and then it says, if my billing doesn't go through, my credit card fails, please text me so that my service doesn't get interrupted. And they type in their phone number. Somebody did that. They signed up for ClickFunnels account, put their credit card in, put in their cell phone number, clicked the little checkbox that said, yes, text me if my credit card fails. Turns out they put in a credit card that was like one of those throwaway ones. And so the first bill went through, but then 30 days later, the bill didn't go through. So our system fired off text messages like they asked us to. They got this text message, and then they filed a TCPA law case against us. And we got sued, and it cost me $20,000 to fight this one lawsuit. And we won because the person had checked the box, but it cost me 20 grand to fight it. Okay. And that was like one text message was sent. So it's insane. Like, people can sue you for anything, even if it's complete fake. That person that we found, Larry, find the person who did that, and they file like 1,000 TCPA cases a week or something like that. Like, just because they're signed for everything, putting their cell phone number in, they're suing everybody. It's like, there's people like that. These are the predators that are out there that are trying to do these things. And it happens to me more often the bigger we get, and it's insane to me, which is why we have legal counsel and we have these things. But like, I just want to put that out there, because for most of you guys, you're like, oh, that's never going to happen to me. But as you start growing your business, it's going to happen. And so you got to start thinking about these things now and protecting yourself now, because the bigger you get, the bigger target you become. So,
right. And so we want to be able to protect our assets. And you might ask, well, okay, how do we do that? You know, I understand protecting my business assets. I can go ahead and set up a, you know, an LLC or a corporation to protect my business assets. But how do I protect my personal assets? What am I going to do? And how can I, you know, how is it even possible that I can protect those type of things? Well, there was a very famous statement by Nelson Rockefeller. I don't know if you know the Rockefeller family,
oh, yeah.
But they're the ones that started Standard Oil. They're some of the, you know, some of the major families in, you know, in the world.
The Rockefeller Habits is an amazing book if you haven't read it.
Yeah, and so they've made lots and lots of money. And of course, as they, just like Russell said, as Russell started making money, people started suing him. Well, same thing happened with the Rockefellers. They started making a lot of money and people wanted it and they started getting sued and they were losing and people, they were losing their assets because people were suing them. And so it dawned on them and they made this really interesting statement that I think everybody should know and understand. And they said, basically, the secret to success is to own nothing but control everything.
Ooh, I like that. So that's awesome. The secret to success is to own everything, or to own nothing but to control everything. So how does somebody like me, how do we do something like that?
Okay, great. Well, we do that by using another type of an entity. You know, we talked about corporations and limited liability companies for your business assets. But there are really nice entity types for your personal assets. And one of them would be called the limited family partnership or limited partnerships. And so nickname them kind of limited family partnerships because families set these things up all the time. They're used in estate work. You know, if you're trying to set up a way to pass on your estate to your children and your grandchildren, the attorneys will use a limited partnership to do that. That's one of the main functions of it. But it can come into play and help us out here, when we're trying to protect our personal assets. And so how can it do that? What characteristics does it have that allows it to do that? Well, the first characteristic comes from the way our laws define the term person. Now, Russell, if I was to ask you, who's a person? What's a person? What would you say?
I'd say human being with a brain and a heart. At least a heart. I don't know. Some of them don't have brains. I'm not going to lie. Just kidding.
And they're still currently alive, right? Because if they were dead, they'd be a corpse.
Yeah. You know? So, there's my person.
So that would be a person. And yeah, that is actually a good definition of a person. But our laws say, well, that's not quite right in our opinion. They say, we feel a person is a corporation. We feel a person is a limited liability company. We feel a person is a limited partnership. We feel a person is a trust. And we feel a person is a living, breathing individual, you know, that's alive here on this earth. So they greatly expand the definition of a person. Now, the interesting thing, when they do that, they expand that definition, they have a little twist in there that's really beneficial to us. That twist is they say, even though you created this person, and even though you control this person 100%, and even if this person owned any assets, and those assets generated income, and that income you take and use for yourself, even though all those things are true and happens, that person is not you. It's someone separate and distinct from you. And this person can, you know, our laws give these artificial people the same rights and privileges that you and I have as individuals. You know, they can have their own name. It's like we have our own name. They can have their own EIN number, which is similar to our Social Security number. They can hold title to any type of property that you can think of. They can open up savings accounts, money market accounts, you know, Bitcoin accounts. They can do all these things. They can, if someone's bothering them, they can sue that person, and you know, under their own name. So they can do all these things in their own name. And so that, because of that fact, we are able to utilize these characteristics of a separate person from us to be able to provide liability protection for our personal assets.
You're saying the characteristics of these people sound like my own kids, except for you said that you can control them. And they have to listen to you. So it's kind of like a teenager, except for you have no control over your teenagers. They don't listen to you. So very similar.
Yeah. So how can we use these characteristics to own nothing but control everything? Well, first off, as we mentioned, we'd like to create a limited family partnership that we can control. Remember, we control it. We create it. We control it. We reap the benefits of any income it earns. So we do that. And then what we would want to do is transfer the title to your savings account out of your name and into the name of the limited partnership. Remember, we said it can open up its own bank account, savings account, money market accounts and things. If you have any money market accounts, you'd want to immediately change the title into the limited partnership, the name of the limited partnership. If you had, you know, stocks and bonds and mutual funds and a brokerage account, you'd want to shift those over into the name of the limited partnership. You know, if you have bank or Bitcoin account, you know, what do they call those wallets with the Bitcoins in? Mm-hmm. You'd want to change the name into the name of the limited partnership and not your personal name. And by doing that, now this person owns those assets and you don't. You no longer own them. But as I mentioned, you control them. And if they make money, the money belongs to you. But that person is not you. So that fact that that person is not you, how is that going to help you? Well, let's go back to that accident we talked about, traveling down the freeway and you're distracted and boom, you hit into this person. And now the courts are asking you to list your assets. And you know that you've wisely beforehand titled all these assets into the name of your limited partnership. So now you look at their list that they want you to fill out for assets and they're saying, do you have a savings account? No, I don't. You know, do you have a brokerage account? No. Any money market accounts? No. Any bank CDs? No. Bitcoin accounts? No. And you're answering truthfully because they're under our laws. Those assets do not belong to you. They belong to this other person that's not you.
You control that person, though.
You control
Therefore,
it.
Therefore, you can ride in the boat whenever you want to.
That's right. Exactly. And so the nice thing is if you think about it, you know, in that accident we talked about, it was you driving the car that caused that accident to occur. Well, was your limited partnership in the car with you? No. Did the limited partnership distract you in any way while you were driving? No. Did the limited partnership teach you how to drive a car? No. Did the limited partnership manufacture the car? No, that limited partnership didn't do anything to be involved in that accident, to cause that accident to have occurred. It has done nothing because, you know, to cause that to happen. And because of the fact that that's the case, that person is innocent in the eyes of our laws. And so a court cannot go through you, the person that caused the accident, to this other person who's not you and was not involved in the accident and take that person's assets from them. They can't do that. So all of a sudden now you have a very safe place to title and hold title to your personal assets that a creditor or predator cannot get to no matter what you do in your personal life. But it's even better than that. It's also protected from anything you do in your business life, because as an LLC or as a corporation, they have that veil of liability protection that keeps this creditor or predator that's suing your business from going through the business itself to the owners and taking their assets. So it's protected from anything you do in your business life, anything you do in your personal life. And so as a result, you have it's probably the only place that you can have to have this type of protection for your personal assets.
So can limited family partnerships be sued?
That's a very good question. Can they be sued? Because if they could be sued, all those assets you're titling there could be taken, right? Just like if, you know, if they're in your name and you injure somebody, they can be taken. So can they be sued? Well, if you think about it, you know, when it comes to a person or a business being sued, there's only about four reasons why a lawsuit can occur. One, if a person creates a product and sells that product and a person buys that product and it injures them, then that person could sue the business. Or let's say that the business was a service business and was providing services for people, and they paid for those services, and then down the road felt that they were injured somehow or another, they could sue the business. Or let's say if a business gave out advice and people took that advice and something happened and they felt they were injured. Well, if they did that, they could sue that person or that business who gave out that advice. And the only other way that a business could be sued is if that business or that entity partners up with someone else, either another living, breathing individual or even another artificial person, and the two partners got mad at each other and wanted to sue each other, then a lawsuit can occur. But the way these limited partnerships that we create are set up, it will never provide a product, ever. It will never provide a service to anybody. It never gives out any advice, and the only person it could ever partner up with would be you and no one else.
You can't sue yourself.
You can't sue yourself.
At least you shouldn't.
And so as a result, there's no way it can be sued. It's just a kind of a silent partner that holds title to all your possessions that you can control and reap the benefits from, that cannot be sued. And so those assets cannot be taken from you out of that limited partnership.
Okay, so we set up a limited family partnership. We put our assets, we put our things into that. Then what's the next step? What do we do with the assets and stuff after they're in there?
Okay, you would do like you would do if you had them titled in your own name. Let's say you had a savings account. Well, as your businesses are doing well, you're receiving excess money out of your business over and above your normal monthly expenses, you most likely would want to create a savings account. So you'd create a savings account in the name of your limited partnership, and you start funding money into it. Maybe down the road is, you know, that's growing, you're feeling good about it, and then maybe you'd say, well, a money market account may give me a little better interest, so I'm going to open up a money market account as well. So I'm going to start pumping some money there. Then maybe one day you're in the bank and the bank's manager says, look at these great CD rates we've got. You ought to purchase a CD, a bank CD. And you look at him and you say, well, yeah, that's pretty nice. Better than I can get some other places. So yeah, I'll invest in some bank CDs.
You're on Facebook and you're like, everyone's talking about crypto. That's got to be the greatest thing in the world.
Right. You know, so you would set up your crypto account in the name of your limited partnership. And you start funding these things. All these things, you know, that you're going to grow your wealth in, they're all going to be titled in the name of this limited partnership. So in essence, what happens is that limited partnership becomes your family bank. This is where you hold your wealth. This is where you grow your wealth, in your family bank, in this safe environment where people, they can't sue you if you injured them personally, and they can't sue you and take those assets if you injured them in the course of your business. So that's what we would want to do is start funding these things, creating our own family bank where we can then grow those funds. Now, as you're growing those funds, there's another benefit to it. Not only do you have a place to store your money and grow it, but, you know, most entrepreneurs that I've found, you know, they find something that they like and they set up a new business. And then down the road, they say, well, I see 10 other businesses I'd like to get involved in.
Shiny object syndrome.
Yeah, I'd like to get into e-commerce, or, man, I'd like to get into rental real estate, or, man, there's all these great things I can invest my money into. And I'd like to do some of that. And so let's say that you want to get into rental real estate and you start looking at properties, and you then say, okay, here's a house I'd like to buy. But then you look at your personal assets. Well, do you have a savings account? No, because it belongs, it's titled in the name of your limited partnership. Do you have money market accounts, brokerage accounts, anything in your name? Well, no, you don't, because you don't own those things anymore. So they're all owned and controlled by your limited partnership, and you, it's controlled by you. So you have that money growing in there. And let's say that, you know, you're sitting there thinking to yourself, I don't have the money to buy this rental real estate, but I would sure like to do it if I had the money. And then you could look to your family bank, which now becomes the investment arm of your business, because it's going to say, well, I have the money. I've saved all this money. I have the money available to purchase this rental real estate with. And so, you know, the limited partnership says, let's partner up together and I'll put the money in and you use the money and buy the rental property and we'll share the profits 50-50. And so now you have another stream of income flowing towards your limited partnership besides, you know, what you personally contribute to it. And so now you have a bigger chance of, you know, or a chance of growing your wealth at a faster pace than what you would have done normally. So not only becomes your family bank, but it becomes the investment arm of your overall business structure.
Very cool. And you can use that invest in all sorts of stuff. Like you said, from real estate, they could do it in Bitcoin. They could do it in a new business opportunity. They could do it in Funnel Hacking Live. They could do it in some secrets books. They could buy one Funnel Away Challenge. They could buy all my products, my services. I'm sure that'd be the best thing that invested.
Well, yeah, you've got a good track record there.
The Inner Circle, if I ever open up again, Two Comic Club coaching program. Anyway, I don't know if that's legal advice, or I don't know if that's investment advice. You have to ask your legal authorities. But anyway, there's a lot of things obviously you can use, start investing money in to start growing your wealth portfolio over time.
Right, your family wealth. So it's a very wonderful entity type that can protect you and give you that confidence and that feeling of safety, knowing that your personal assets are also protected, not just your business assets through your LLC or your S-Corp or whatever. Not only are those protected, but also your personal assets are protected. And that's a great position to be in. And knowing that, you know, even if I slip up accidentally, people can't get to those assets. So yeah. Anyway, it's a great, great way to take care of your personal assets.
It makes you sleep better at night. I think that's one of the biggest things I found over the last 5 or 6 years is just the more ways we protect ourselves, the easier to sleep at night, knowing you can keep moving forward and keep fulfilling your mission and doing what you're called to do. So, all right, so my question for you next, and then we'll kind of wrap after this is, for those who are listening to this, who are like, that's awesome, I need that. Or maybe they even like a step back and they're like, I don't even have my business structure yet. Like we talked about earlier. So kind of both sides. If you're like, I'm a new entrepreneur, I don't even have a business yet. Or if you're like, I got my business stuff structured, I think that's correct, but I like some to look at it. Or number three is like, I want to do this piece of it. I need to get my personal assets protected as well, which I think a lot of people haven't done that step yet. Obviously, you know, this podcast isn't about giving legal advice, but I know it's something that you do for a lot of people in our community. If someone wants to have your help getting any of these things kind of set up, what's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
Well, a lot of people will find us by going to our website, which is www.bookease.com. So that's BOOKEASE, bookease.com. And on there, you'll see a picture of me. You can click on that and it'll be able to take you to my calendar. And you could then schedule a time on my calendar for us to speak. My email address is very easy. It's just ross@bookease.com. So you can email me and say, hey, I'd like to talk with you. I will then send you a link to my calendar and we will then set up a time to talk with each other. So either my email address or bookies.com, the website address.
Again, that's BOOKEASE.com. And I want to say something, I want to say two things. Number one is I don't get anything for telling you about this other than my dad's awesome and he's helped so many people in our community, so I don't get paid for this. But number two is my dad always undercharges on everything. I keep trying to get him to like triple his prices. So
just, you know, like there's not someone who's going to do a better job with this for you and honestly at a cheaper price. So someday I'm going to convince him to charge what he's worth and then none of you guys will be able to afford him, but just kidding. But like in all honesty, like everyone always, inside of the Two Comic Club coaching program, I have everyone like in module one, like go get their business set up with my dad. And they always come back like, he explained all this stuff to me I never understood before and it was so inexpensive. So it's like, yeah, so it's amazing what he does and it'll help you guys get, again, your limited family partnership set up if you're looking for that. Or again, if you're getting your business just started and you need that stuff set up as well. You also, if they don't have bookkeeping and there's a whole bunch of things you can help them kind of get set up in their business. So
yes,
it's all good.
Yep. We'd love to chat with you and, I'm the one you'd be talking to. I like to spend a good hour with each new customer and we talk about the strengths and weaknesses of entity types, you know, which one is best for them under their certain circumstances. And so we pretty much tailor make our programs for each individual.
Yeah. So take advantage of that, you guys. It's an amazing service. Yeah, go to bookies.com and get started. So, Dad, with that said, thanks for hanging out tonight with me because that was fun. But second off, thanks for sharing this piece of it. I think as we were talking about before we started recording, there's just so many entrepreneurs who haven't even thought about this. And usually when you think about this is when it's too late. And so it's good to kind of get this in the forefront of people's minds and help them to be aware of it and get it structured and set up. Because it does not that hard to get it structured, and then you have it, and it's protection. It makes you sleep better at night. And someday when you need it, you've got it.
That's right. Yeah. You want it set up before the lawsuit hits.
If you get a wreck, like, don't call my dad up. Like, help, quick. Yeah, now is the time. That's awesome. Well, thanks, Dad. Thanks, everybody. If you guys got value from this episode, please take a screenshot of it, post it on Instagram or Facebook or wherever you do your social stuff and tag me in it. And also all your other entrepreneur friends who are just like me and you, who are chasing all the shiny objects, building businesses, not even thinking about how to protect ourselves. Let them know about this episode so they can know about limited family partnerships. They can know about my dad. He can help them out as well. And get your stuff set up and protected. And that way you can just worry about really doing what's most important in your business, which is serving your audience. And but getting these things set up will make you sleep better at night and help protect you long term. So thank you, Dad. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And we'll see you guys on the next episode of the Marketing Secrets Podcast.
Yes, thank you. Appreciate the chance to be with you today.
Go to bookies.com. Let's go. See you guys. Hey, everybody, this is Russell again. And really quick, I just opened up a texting community, which means you can text me your questions. And right now I'm spending anywhere between 10 and 30 minutes every single day answering questions through text message to people who are on the podcast. And so I wanted you to stop everything you're doing, pull your phone out, and actually text me a message, okay? Now, the phone number you need to text is 208-231-3797. Once again, it's 208-231-3797. When you text me, just say hello, and then what's going to happen is it'll add you to my phone, and then it'll send you back a message where you can add me to your phone, and then we can start having conversations. On top of that, through this texting community is where I'm going to be giving out free swag, giving away free copies of my book, let you know about book signings, about times I'm coming to your local area, and a whole bunch more. So I want to make sure you are on this list. On top of that, every single day I'm sending out my favorite quotes, my favorite frameworks, and things you can get for free only through my texting platform. So what you need to do right now is pull out your phone and text me at area code 208-231-3797. One more time, that's 208-231-3797. I can't wait to hear from you right now.